This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we wrap up the first devastating point Paul makes in the first three chapters of Romans, here's what we found. We are without excuse because of both natural and special revelation. This is corroborated by our conscience. No argument about this will stand before God because we have all failed to act according to what we know to be the truth. We try justifying ourselves by comparing ourselves to others, but in so doing, we merely add to our own condemnation. We'll be judged by God, whose absolute standard we fail to meet. Finally, this sentence has been declared throughout the Bible. Under the light of God's truth, our sinfulness is exposed. It's not that we're as bad as we could be. We're just as bad off as we could be. We all stand condemned. We don't hear this message much anymore, even though the evidence of its truth is overwhelming. Easy believism is prominent, but many who believe they are saved don't know what they've been saved from. The sinful nature and sinful behavior leave us totally and eternally lost if left to ourselves and our own devices. If that's all Paul said in Romans, it would be bad news indeed. He wants us to be convinced of our lostness before he presents the good news. For a person convinced of his lostness, the gospel of Jesus Christ is indeed good news. To those who are self-satisfied, the good news is foolishness and a stumbling block. Remember, Jesus didn't call you because of your righteousness, but because you are a lost sinner.